The One Raw Welsh Battle Group has recently deployed to Estonia as part of Enhanced Forward Presence Battle Group, which is NATO's commitment to deter Russian aggression within the Baltic states, which has clearly become more topical given the events of the past week. So the battle group is about 850 service personnel, large from all ranks, which has many elements of the Royal Welsh and also the add-ons, which are the logistical support, the combat service support, UAS, which is unmanned aerial systems, and a wider wraparound. They are joining out there the Royal Tank Regiment battle group, of which Charlie Company One Royal Welsh are a part of and have been for the last 6 months.
In the past few minutes, we've seen that the UN General Assembly has approved a resolution demanding that Russia stop war in Ukraine and withdraw all troops. Obviously, this doesn't have an impact on your operations presently, because the whole point of you being there is to shore up defences.
Yeah, absolutely. I've not actually been privy to that, as you say, if it's just come in the past few minutes, but clearly, we are there to demonstrate our commitment as part of NATO to our Estonian counterparts and continue to deter that aggression within the Baltic states.
Operationally out there, what's the terrain like for you? What are you looking at?
Yeah, so it's an armoured infantry battle group. What does that mean? It means that part of the force is Challenger 2, main battle tank, and the Warrior IFV out there as well, which is seen in pretty preponderous numbers. So, again, the terrain does lend itself to armoured infantry, and this is not the first time we've deployed to the region, so our people are very familiar.
They deployed on a very poignant day, on St. David's Day.
Yeah, absolutely. Demonstrating our commitment that even when we are in the midst of celebrating clearly a momentous occasion for the Royal Welsh, we'll still deploy. Interestingly, the battalion and the regiment at large continues clearly to be on the defence's main effort with the largest overseas operation that the British Army's currently got. But also some of our reservists continue to support UK resilience operations throughout the United Kingdom with response to the COVID pandemic. Just sort of showing that we are engaged on all fronts, showing the versatility of our people.
Obviously, a number of those who are going over there serving have families, and it's the month of military child coming up in April. Really important to remember them.
Yeah, absolutely. And from a regimental headquarters perspective, that's clearly something that we're looking into really closely. Our families are the backbone of everything that we do, and clearly without that support on the home bank, then we're unable to function effectively overseas. So yeah, very, very poignant for them.